Discourse 32, January 1st, 1935. Beloved Jesus' New Year's Day Discourse. As we look upon the accomplishment of the past year from the higher octaves of light, and then come into your octave of human activity, we see and feel the great change which has taken place even in one year. It is truly most encouraging, most assuring of the ultimate goal of victory in the freedom of mankind from the chains and limitation of their own creation. After all, the pity is mankind does not understand that the human activity alone is the only creator of limitation and harmony there is. In other words, through the ungoverned activity of the outer, personalities allow themselves to constantly requalify the perfect energy, the pure essence of their own mighty I Am presence, producing all that is undesirable, when it is within their ability to keep themselves so harmonized that the perfect intelligence and energy flowing through the human form could not, it would not be requalified. Therefore, it would constantly do its perfect work, not only in perfecting the human form, causing it to express divine perfection, but it would allow that purity and perfection to flow out into the individual's world, producing the beauty, harmony, and success each heart so much craves. Question: why does almost everyone desire greater beauty, perfection, and abundance of every good thing? Answer: because it is an inner recognition of each one's own God-given dominion, which everyone can assert any time. I assure you, beloved children of light, that every individual can assert his dominion at any time, if he only will, by his recognition and acceptance of his own mighty I Am presence, for that enables this mighty, invincible presence to become the mighty, directed intelligence. Therefore, do you not see that this mighty presence, there is no obstruction, therefore no struggle, no interference of any kind? This is why the old scriptural statement so long used, "Be still and know that I am God," can be made a dynamic power in one's life. This being still means the harmonizing and quieting of the outer mind. In the past year, we have drawn attention to many of the scriptural statements, giving more explanation of their true meaning. This year, we hope to bring forth a full and complete explanation of all the I Am statements used through the centuries, that mankind may have the evidence before their own eyes of the freedom and dominion which is within their own grasp. We rejoice and give thanks that this year will release such abundant financial support for this work that boundless light and blessing will be brought to mankind. In all past gold ages, when the great light of the higher octaves descended into the earth, enfolding and dissolving the human creation about individuals, they were so enabled to reach into the higher octaves through the inner sight, hearing, and feeling that they knew firsthand the true reality, and that the outer form was but the garment of this all-wise supreme intelligence, which the mighty I Am presence used to find expression in the denser octave in which the human had drawn itself. Can you, O beloved students of the light, even for a few moments, realize what joy this brings to the hearts of the host of ascended masters who have freed themselves through self-conscious effort from these same human limitations which you now experience? As these beloved messengers have come to know with full assurance that freedom, so all mankind will one day understand that everyone can make the necessary self-conscious effort in the recognition and acceptance of this mighty I Am presence and have this same freedom. Do not let any one of the beloved students make such a mistake as to think that the mighty I Am presence is going to act independently of the individual's own self-conscious effort. This never is and cannot be done. It is true that after the student has reached a certain point of attainment, the law seems to begin to act almost automatically. But this is only because a charged momentum has been built and established about the individual. Let me make clear to you now that never until you have made the ascension do you cease to make conscious application for your own freedom. Today I am going over some of these simple yet all-powerful acknowledgments of the truth because I wish every student under this radiation to have a copy of this, so each one may read it once a day. For those who will do this earnestly and conscientiously, I will give forth my individual radiation to bless them and assist them to their freedom. You have been asked throughout the past year to charge your mind, body, home, world, and activity with the perfection of the mighty I Am presence. Now, with your permission, I shall assist you, and also charge your being and world with this mighty perfection and abundance. I am offering this assistance to you, O beloved students. Let no one be so foolish as to doubt, for I am the Jesus, the Christ of Galilee, that you have known for the past 2,000 years, who is dictating this discourse and offering this assistance to you. Again, let me assure you that this work of Saint Germain and myself is entirely different from anything that has ever been given forth to the Western world, because in this works there are no human concepts nor opinion. It has not been possible to do this heretofore until the visible light and sound rays could be established through which knowledge and instruction could be given. If you, beloved ones, as students, could realize this, how great will be your blessing and benefit. The protection which has been given America and certain other parts of the world during the past few months has transcended anything I have ever known in my experience. Oh, if humanity could but realize this, how glad and willingly would they cooperate to their utmost to sustain it, so its all-powerful activity might ever increase. We can but call your attention to the truth, the reality as we know it to be. When you can fully accept this truth and apply it to your world and activity, you will have all the proof required in your own experience to enable you to know the full power of the truth of which I have spoken. To all who can accept this truth, it will enable me to charge their consciousness and fill their world and activity with this truth. They who doubt must wait, for doubt and fear are the two doors through which every human being must pass to know and have his full and complete freedom. The key that unlocks these doors is divine love and each one's acknowledgement of his own mighty I Am presence as the fullness of the power of divine love acting. The door to the seventh octave of light stands open to every one of the beloved students under this radiation who will make sincere, earnest, self-conscious application. This, my beloved brothers and sisters, means your freedom. Can you, will you, grasp this with the full power of your I Am consciousness and be free? As I am dictating these words to the messengers through amplifiers through your outer world is not yet known, these words and this radiation are going forth into the mental and feeling world of humanity, which will immediately start into operation. And as the students and individuals contact these words from time to time, they will find an immediate response which will enable them to feel the truth and the reality of which I speak. Oh, that humanity, who through church service after church service are acknowledging my ascension, oh, when can they not feel the true reality and know that in my ascended, eternal light body, I can and do reach all who will open their hearts to my reception. O children of earth, learn to couple your feeling of the truth with the acknowledgement of the truth that you wish to have manifest in your life. Then you will be enabled to go forth to any height of achievement in your quest for freedom. I am the open doorway which no man can shut. Your mighty I Am presence is the truth, the way, and the life. Your mighty I Am presence is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Your mighty I Am presence is your directing intelligence, your exhaustless, sustaining energy. Your mighty I Am presence is the voice of truth speaking within your heart, the light enfolding you in its luminous presence, your eternal belt of protection through which no human creation can pass, your eternal reservoir of exhaustless energy which you can release at will through your conscious charging. Your mighty I Am presence is the fountain of eternal youth and beauty, which you can call into action and expression in your human form today. Your mighty I Am presence is your resurrection and the life of your body and of your world of action into the perfection which the heart of every human being so much desires. Listen, O beloved students of light, when you are uttering these decrees for yourself, and I Am uttering them for you, do you not see that we are doing it for all the rest of mankind as well as ourselves? That when you issue a decree of and through the I Am, you are issuing that for everyone else as well as yourself. This is how the application and expression of I Am becomes so powerful, exhaustless in its activity, and forever acts beyond the realm of human selfishness. Why? Because you are asking for every one of God's children the same perfection which you are calling into action for yourself. This is not possible except in the use of the I Am statement and application, for acting within the I Am presence takes you instantly out of the activity wherein there is a human selfishness. This is why the earnest, sincere student who will cast out all doubt of fear will find himself or herself acting within a sphere of positive, definite activity which knows no delay or lack of accomplishment in anything. Then, O beloved ones, do you not see how you are then acting in a world of infallibility, wherein your decrees enable the full power of the I Am to move into action, causing all human inharmony and limitation to move out? I now voice a decree that the host of Ascended Masters and students issued last night at the Royal Teton. Such freedom, health, prosperity, and harmonious action shall come forth for America and the world as has never been before experienced on earth. The students who will join us in this decree will render a service which will bless them throughout the ages. Only because America is the cup, the Holy Grail, do we often speak of America first. All should know without question that what blesses America blesses the world. An activity, a radiance such as not been known since the height of the last golden age of Atlantis, was sent forth from the conclave at the Royal Teton, the description of which Saint Germain will give you later. The fullness of my love, light, and blessing I leave with yourself, all the students of all mankind, that the light within each heart may be so quickened that you and they will no longer know limitation of any kind, and the light becomes so powerful that its very radiance consumes all human creation accumulated through the past or present, setting all forever free. My love enfolds all forever. Jesus the Christ.